What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back to another edition of All the Smoke. Jack, it's been a minute, bro.
Been a minute, but we back in this big.
Like we never left, man. We got a special one today.
We got an audience, too, in this motherfucker, too. Man,
it's packed out here in Melk,
yeah,
ain't
it? I'm just saying.
It's only
A-lister.
Right.
We got an A-lister in the building.
It's only right, man. Where do I start? Rapper, actor, songwriter, producer, Grammy Award winner. The one and only Ludacris.
Male Gigolo. Thank you.
Yes. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate
Hell
you.
Hell yeah.
First of all, man, congratulations on the star in Hollywood.
Thank you, man.
Come on, man. What is?
I tell everybody, it makes me stand still for a second because I'm sure, just like y'all, I'm constantly looking forward. It's been two decades of I never look back. You know what I mean? It's hard for me to take in the present moment because
right.
I'm always looking just forward. Looking at what's yeah. next. And this is one of those times where it honestly just made me. It making me stop for a second and look around and, you know, just, it's amazing. Like, it's hard to put into words because of all the peers and all the people that showed up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to hear someone else and certain people talk about the accolades and talk about the things that you've done and the history that you've made, that's different.
What kind of stuff comes to mind, though? Because like you said, we're always so hamster wheel. What's next? We're after that next. So when you do finally take a look back at your journey, and it's been 20 plus years, like what are some of the things that jump out to you, and what do you remember about those things?
I think where the journey started to where it's at right now, you know, you hear people say those cliche things like, you know, would you ever have thought that you would have been doing this or doing that? And the honest answer to that question outside of music would be no. You know, things just, a lot of unexpected things happen in everybody's lives, and you kind of have to go with the path to a degree. And so to answer your question, you know, I started in radio. I always knew I wanted to do music, but when I say I started in radio, that was kind of like my means to an end. So in case y'all don't know the story.
Lover.
Yeah, I was at this station and I was trying to get the attention of certain people so that I could put the music out. And it was like, amazing, because during this time, I'm like 17, 18 years old at the radio station and like a local celebrity, and it was a pit stop. And for a second, I was like, this is pretty nice, because I'm over here getting more money than I ever got in my life, right, hosting parties, getting cash, and I'm in music, so I, you know what I mean? Like, around it, and I'm around all these celebrities, I'm making friends, but the whole goal was to go up there to play the music for people and try and get put on, which, you know, ended up me putting money in my own pocket and investing in myself and putting out my own album. And that's what it got there. But like I said, the radio, music, acting, hosting, producing, creating.
Yeah, right.
That's when I look back and I'm like, wow.
Well, just on some real shit, just congratulations, bro. Because like you said, obviously we were fans of music from the beginning to where it's been. But like you said, the crossover, what makes everything else stand out even more so.
Absolutely, man. We've been to a few parties together, brother.
Come on, always.
We've had some times. These are my guys, by the way, man. We got true history.
We came and fucked his hoop game up one year. Yeah, Jack and I were hitting on some other shit.
Man, listen,
it was
Luda
in
Day
prime
weekend,
shape too.
Mm-hmm. Luda Day weekend, we have the basketball tournament every single year, and it's like, honestly, the basketball players that come are not really supposed to be giving it their all. They're not supposed to be playing at 100%, because, you know, if they get hurt, then it's going to be hell for them, you know, when they coaches from everybody. These two motherfuckers showed up like they was playing a real goddamn game.
And we was high as the cost of living, too. Out there hooping.
Real shit,
dunking, blocking shots, shooting deep ass threes. That shit was fun, though.
Man, I'm glad y'all.
You had just retired, right? Yep. And I was like a year or two away from retiring. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
New music in the works.
It is. It's been in the works for a minute, man. And then I get a script for another Fast and Furious goddamn movie. Right. But it has been. I'm joking, but what I'm saying is after putting out 9, 10 plus projects, you hear people say the best artist, which is so true, that your best art and your best music comes from life and experiences. So if I put out 10 projects, I got to live some life again, and I got to make it authentic, and I got to make it organic, and I got to make it real. And it takes a little time. As you continue to reinvent yourself and still satisfy the core Ludacris audience, it will take a little more time as opposed to just throwing music out there.
No, definitely.
Because the one thing about me is, you know, that shattering that stereotype of just because he's doing all these other things, he doesn't have it musically anymore. Mm. That's my number one goal. Mm. You know, so I put out these little
freestyles.
Things.
Freestyles, yeah. I'll be beeping it.
Yeah, so it's just like to show people, man, look, make no mistake. I 100% still hungry, still got this shit. Mm. I'm just doing other things that, you know, are adding to my legacy. But make no mistake, I know what got me here, period.
As you continue to add to your legacy, what are some of the new things you're working on right now, or projects? Or
in terms of music?
Anything, outside of music. Tell us what's on your slate. I know your movie's coming out soon.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot of different projects. Movies, obviously, this Fast and Furious 10 just came out. I think the cat is out the bag. We can say that. It is more than one, because there's like a part A here, so it's open-ended.
Okay.
I have a movie that Will Packer produced and Tim Story directed. I've been wanting to work with them forever. It comes out at the end of this year on Disney Plus, and that's called Dashing, me and Lil Rel. Black Santa Claus movie. You know, they kept saying they haven't seen a movie with a black Santa Claus, and I'm like, I had to think back, and this might be the first black Santa Claus, like, starring movie. We just talked about working on music. If you haven't heard, The Karma's World, this is based off my daughter on Netflix.
Congratulations,
four seasons,
man.
Of that.
That's dope.
Merchandising in stores, streaming. Chicken and beer restaurant. We about to open up one in LAX. There's one in Atlanta right now. So what else? What am I forgetting? Yeah. I know it's a lot of stuff, man. Right. But those are kind of like the main components right about now, I guess you could say.
I mean, we were going to get to it later, but you brought it up now. Getting an opportunity to work with your daughter and just see her fall in love with, you know, a space that you're in and her grow in it. What is that like for you?
I mean, listen, man, people talk about what we doing on this earth. Why are we here? That's one of those full circle moments that, you know, I've done my duty in terms of helping the next generation with self-confidence and all the things that they're dealing with right now, you know, being inspired by my daughter. So it's unreal to her. Like, she has no words. I mean, she's out here. You go in Target, you go in Walmart,
right,
and you see a doll in your likeness, and you hearing this music. I took my youngest daughter, who is almost 2 years old, to the playground the other day. And I kid you not, I saw another kid that was about 4 years old playing on the playground, and she had the Karma's World doll in her hand while she was playing. And it's like, there's a lot of, you know, people can tell you certain things. People can say how it's
right.
affecting. You
Come
can
on,
read
man.
Text. You could look on social media. But when you at the playground
Feel
randomly
it.
With your daughter and you mm-hmm. see another kid, that's a whole different kind of wow.
Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man.
Congratulations.
Beautiful thing. Thank you.
Fast and Furious 10. When we right. say 10, like, what person that comes to your mind? Number 10.
The first thing that comes to my mind is, what the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Right.
I mean, listen, I can only be honest. And I say that because me and Tyrese both came in at 2. Too Fast, Too Furious. So we didn't even start the franchise. We got lucky. Rest in peace to John Singleton. John Singleton takes, you know, he's known for taking Ice Cube and certain people from the music world, Tyrese, and throwing them in movies. And then all of a sudden they have a whole career. He took me and put me in Too Fast, Too Furious. Tyrese had already done Baby Boy with him, and it changed the entire direction and trajectory of my life, because I was on tour with Eminem at the time, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I got the call from John Singleton. He was like, I want you to try out for this part. I'm backstage about to go on in like 30 minutes. And he's like, I'm sending you the sides right now. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, why the fuck is this such a rush? Like, can I get a day, you know, to look over these sides and stuff? And I read the sides and did everything. Come to find out later, Ja Rule was supposed to get the part. And I don't know what happened, because I don't want to misspeak. But however it happened, they came to me. And that those were the best sloppy seconds I've ever had in my goddamn life.
Yeah,
so that being said, I got the part. He called me the next day and was like, you got the part? Changed my life. So when I say, bringing it full circle, when I say goddamn, Too Fast, Too Furious, you come back in 5. So years have passed. So they done did, you know what I'm saying? They done did 3 and 4, and then you just get this call, we want you to come back. And I'm like, oh shit, all right. That's a surprise. And then you go 6, 7, 8, 9.
What year?
I just said it's one part of 10. Right. That means it's more to this motherfucker,
right?
Bro.
Two parts.
Are you kidding me? It's the gift that keeps on giving, bro. Mm. And when you say 10, to me, I was happy at 2. That's basically
right.
what I'm
yeah.
trying to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to be in 7 of them, it blows my mind, man. Like, now we have lifetime memories with every single cast member. Like, this is a quarter century of our lives. So our families hang out with each other.
Right.
Our kids know each other.
Yeah.
Me and Vin's youngest daughters are like best friends. Birthday parties. I've spent Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Like, it's that
right. It's real.
It's that real. And while we on it, just so that y'all know, and y'all could ask Tyrese the same thing, I put my cast up against any cast in movie history in terms of when you yell cut and the movie and the camera goes off of who really fucks with each other.
Mm.
Truly. Nobody can fuck with us when it comes to that.
Dope.
Period.
That's deep.
All of us.
That's for life, too.
Yes.
But you started talking about 2, now we're at 10. Like, how crazy has each movie got? And, like, do you do your own stunts?
That's a good-ass question. Let me ask them. So
let me break this shit down real quick.
Let me ask the first one. That's a good question, because people really need to know. So your first your first question was, before you said you did your own stunts, was what? What was it?
How the movie gets crazier. Yeah. Like, how crazy do they get each movie?
So what I was going to say was, that's one of the things that we seem to defy stereotypically. Because, you know, as sequels go on and on, before it was like, sometimes they would get worse and worse. Right. Arguably, these have gotten better and better. To the point where it's like people just trying to understand how the hell we keep doing this shit. And I also hear people say all the time, why do y'all keep doing these movies? That's the dumbest fucking question in the world. I'm gonna tell you why. Because no matter what industry we in, podcast, music, movies, it's all about a bottom line. It's right. all about how much you spend compared to how much you make. We're making billions of fucking dollars.
That's why, every time.
Bro, and I'm saying that like, I'm just giving you my heart. I'm not trying to brag or nothing. Right. So when you say, why do y'all keep
That's why.
When some of y'all keep saying, why the fuck do y'all keep shooting these movies? Let me tell you why. Because if you spend $200 million and you make a billion, who the fuck is you going to tell to stop shooting movies when you making $800 motherfucking million dollars?
Every time.
How? I need people to stop asking that question. Even if you don't like it.
Right.
Even if you don't want to watch it.
That's okay.
Stop asking that goddamn question. That is the answer. Because there is a person who is a CEO and a whole bunch of executives that work at an office, and they say, we just made $800 million.
God damn it.
We're going to make another one.
That's why it's part two.
Period. Shit. And the second part of your stunts. Stunts. When we first started in Too Fast, Too Furious, and on the first one, they used to let us do our own stunts. Meaning they would have like, we would be driving the cars and everything, and they would have duplicate cars waiting just in case we wreck one of them. And then we get in the other one and just keep going. You know, seatbelts strapped up, everything safe. As the budgets continued to grow, they said, get the fuck out of them damn seats and we're going to replace you with stuntmen. And no, we don't do our own stunts anymore. To a degree, like we do little stuff, but the big shit, we just leave to the stunt.
You wouldn't have did that stunt in real life when you was pranking Lil Jon.
Well, that, hell nah. Absolutely not. Nah, that was falling off a damn balcony. Yeah. I don't play like that. I like to do crazy shit, but jumping off balconies is not one of those things. Yeah, nah, not at all.
You speak highly of Vin Diesel. What makes him the face of the franchise?
That's another good question. Because y'all are asking questions that like people don't ask, one, and then number two, that's going to allow me to tell you shit that other people don't fucking know. Vin is one of those people that he's okay with not getting the credit. And what I mean by that is what makes him so special, he's a producer on these films. When I tell you this man eats, sleeps, breathes, shits, Fast and Furious, everything. But it's like other people will kind of get the credit. He just stays behind the scenes, but he's involved in every element, in every detail. I'm talking about to my character, to Tyrese's character, not just his character. He's looking out for everything, and he's looking out for the heart of what makes this franchise, you know, just the heartbeat of it. Because, you know, you can see all these flying stunts and all this craziness, and people can say it, but if you really think about when you watch these movies, why people keep coming back to the theater, there's a certain element of heart. And I know people joke about the family and us saying family all the time, but he is so in tune with making sure that there's heart moments that leave you even subconsciously wondering why you want to keep going back and watching this fucking movie and why you are just so tied to it. And
besides
that's what
the
it
action.
Is.
Besides the action.
Besides all the, besides the stuff that's on the surface, what I'm saying, he gets way beneath the surface and understands what makes the human fiber and people tick. That's why he's so phenomenal. And this is what he does, man. He's methodical, very methodical.
That's dope.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Where does The Rock stand with the Fast and Furious franchise?
That's a good question as well. You would have to go see the movie to see, man. That's all I can tell you.
So he might be in it, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, he might not too.
They got to break bread with Rock, bro.
You got to break that bread.
He may or may not be. We just don't know. And that's the story with every character in the past. If you think they died, the motherfuckers came back. Yeah, you ain't really dead. Come on. No one ever died.
And keep in mind, there's one more coming, so he might see the ghost of.
And that The Rock never died in the franchise, by the way. He made a spinoff and everything, but no, that's my guy, man. That's my guy.
Shout out to The Rock.
What's it like working with him? I mean,
he just started following our Instagram.
We trying to get him on. If that's your guy, we're going to ask you at the end of the show, but we need that plug.
Yeah. Listen, if he just followed y'all, he's watching.
Yeah.
That I do know about. Trust me. All you got, once you DM the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, the
he's on social media. He takes that shit serious. I will tell you that.
We need him. We need him. I mean, obviously a great cast. As I told you, we're shooting your man Tyrese later, but what is it like working with The Rock in particular? I mean, he's just someone we've all followed his path to where he is as well, and he seems like he's sitting on top of the world.
Absolutely. The most disciplined human being I've ever met in my entire life. Mark Wahlberg sits up there as well. But when you talk about The Rock, it's the closest thing to a robot. And I mean this in the best way possible. Like, you know, he'll get up 3 o'clock in the morning. This man will go do cardio for 30, 40 minutes every single day, no matter how much sleep he's got. Sometimes he'll get 2 hours of sleep, depending on what he had the day before. Do that cardio, go eat a steak and like 8 eggs, and you know what I mean? Eat 30 minutes later, do workout for 2 hours, and he's, you know, weightlifting. And it's just like, then he'll go to work. So now it's like 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning. He'll go and shoot a movie, and he's there all day, and he's eating every 2-3 hours on the dot. And what he's eating is very specific to the macronutrients and all of the exact right. Protein to fucking carbs to vegetables that are supposed to work exactly in sync with what the fuck he just did 3-4 hours before that. And the man, like, go get 5-6 hours of sleep on a good day and do the same thing all over again every single day and drink water. And that's it. Goes crazy. So if you ask what it's like working with him, man, it's inspiring working with him. And I used to be the smallest guy on the Fast and Furious cast, and being around him, now not so much. He got me on my shit. Like, right. I just monitor and I watched and I observed and I, like, took certain elements of how I want to incorporate that into my life and figure it out, man. Because it's like when you see somebody and they show you what's possible, that's what we need. You know what I mean? Like, we hear about things. You guys know the same thing. Before you started balling, sometimes you see that person in that car. You go to see that house. When you're able to make it tangible, then it's like, you know, without shadow of a doubt that you can make it happen. Mm.
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
How was it? First of all, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. I know he was a brother to you, and I know what it feels like to lose a brother. But give me, for the people that don't know, not only how great of an actor he was, but how great of a human being was Paul Walker.
Listen, I don't even have to tell you. I think people know.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever saw him speak, if you ever just felt his presence even through the screen, you know, on interviews that he's done, if you ever saw his daughter, if you ever saw the work that he did through his Reach Out Worldwide, his, you know, foundation, and him trying to preserve the planet and the earth and save animals and all of these different things. Absolutely amazing. We're both Virgos. Our birthdays are one day apart. Extremely close. Very humble. Man, just love, man. It was, you know what's so similar about us is his energy wasn't just, he couldn't give that out to just anyone, basically. Mm-hmm. So he was very reserved in a sense that he's very sensitive towards who he can be around because, you know, you got energy drainers.
Mm-hmm.
And so his energy was so pure and so magnifying that he could only be around certain people.
Mm.
And it's just like even more magnified now. That's the best way that I can put it.
That's deep.
Real deep.
Rest in peace.
And his daughter is in the movie.
Dope. That's dope.
She got a cameo in there. Yeah. So his legacy... It lives on.
Absolutely, as it should.
Man, fuck y'all for getting me secondhand high right now. Like, I ain't smoking forever. Man, I'm high as hell. This motherfucker, hey, like, what the hell? I ain't this shit.
Hey, that's how we reel you in. You gonna start saying, I ain't never told nobody this, but that's how we reel you in.
Y'all gonna see me on camera start going right. Like this.
Like, smoke it?
Nah, I'm just playing. Fuck it.
Born in Illinois, moved around a little bit, landed in Atlanta.
Yeah.
How old were you when you got there, and what was your first impression?
Yeah, my parents went to University of Illinois, so Fighting Illini, and my dad moved to Atlanta really early after that, and so I would go stay with him summers when I was like 6-7 years okay. old, and then I moved full time around 9-10, and man, Atlanta. Think about this, like the crisscross era and the ABC era. And I'm that young, so I'm like, man, I know I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like crisscross got discovered in a mall. Like, that's where mm-hmm. Jermaine Dupri discovered them. I don't know if y'all remember that. Like, they were walking mm-hmm. around in a mall. JD was like, them two kids are stars. I'm about to make y'all millionaires. And so to me, I'm like, shit, man, I can do this. I'm talented. Atlanta is the Mecca, man. It's the Motown of the South. And, you know, people said that early on, but I'm sure after two decades of seeing what's going on in the industry and how prominent it is, there's no doubting that at this point. So you had the LaFace, you had the Dallas Austin, Rowdy Records, you know, during this time. This is the Freaknik era that everybody's bringing back up right now. Best place on earth, man. Black man's heaven. Black man's heaven. Y'all know that. Mm-hmm. Why y'all asking me this shit? Y'all was at Freaknik. You know what the hell I'm talking about.
I
still
live in Atlanta. I went in 2003 and I ain't left.
Yeah, no, Jack set up. Yeah, Jack set up home there.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Yes, it's, you know, Magic City, man. Gentlemen's Club.
Don't remind me.
There's a lot of history. 559, 112. When you really think about it, man, so much culture, man, so much history. Birthed so many stars, so much talent, producers, just movers, shakers, industry insiders, and, you know, just trendsetters, man. Trendsetters.
Yeah. At what age did you find music? As far as feeling like you could, or you said when you saw all of it, but what that's when you started, or you had already started?
I had already started, man. I made my first song when I was 9. Some people know this story, but this audience, you'll probably hear it for the first time, man. I was 9 and I lied and said I was 10 because my first song was called "I'm Bad." I'm bad. I might be. Damn, what the fuck was it? I'm cool. I'm bad. I might be 10, but I can't survive without my girlfriend. So I had to rhyme with girlfriend. So I was like, shit, I'm 9, but I need something to rhyme with fucking 10. This is the preliminary. You know, this is the early on rhymes. This is the nursery rhyme shit. So I was like, I'm gonna say 10. I'm 10. And then, you, as rap goes, you could be braggadocious. You got to speak shit into existence. Right. Mm-hmm. And what do you know? Before you know it, I was 10.
Yeah.
And I could say that damn song the way that I intended to say it when I wrote it.
Yeah.
With honesty, integrity, and pure heart. So yeah, to answer your question, it was a little bit before 9, but I made my first like official song when I was 9. Mm-hmm. So that's how long I've been doing it.
Mm.
9, I could be 10.
Right.
But I can't survive without my girlfriend. And LL Cool J is who made me want to rap, which is extremely phenomenal because he was one of the ones that just spoke at the Hollywood Walk of Fame star ceremony. But when "I'm Bad" came out, you know, this record started off with "No rapper can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle bound man and put his face in the sand." Like, how do you start off a record like
tough.
That?
Yeah.
So for, you know, a kid like myself, I heard that shit. I was like, "Woo!" It's giving me confidence that I never even knew was there. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, that's what made me want to rap.
Catalog, very impressive. One of the best to have done it. Any body of work stick out as your favorite?
Oh, you talking about from my songs?
Yeah, no, from what you've done.
I bet you I can guess.
Are you? Let's be specific though. Are we asking which song is my favorite song?
No, I'm talking about album.
Oh, album. Chicken. I'm curious to know what you're gonna guess, man. I'm
thinking Chicken and Beer.
That's hard because it's every single album has its own different sentimental value. Like Chicken and Beer became a restaurant, released Therapy, won a rap album. But man, you know, people have asked me that question and it's like, I don't even think I've been able to truly give a real answer, like really thinking about it. If I had to say it, man, I would just say, and you close, it would probably be Word of Mouth. Just because, man, like, the world is in the palm of my fucking hand, man. You get, and you know why? It's like you get over that sophomore jinx. That's big for artists as well. And maybe not as much now to a degree because it's a lot of singles and streaming, but, you know, people would be like, you know, if your second album don't compare to your first and all this other shit. Once I made it over that hump and I knew what them first week sales was gonna be and that shit went on to sell like triple platinum, I was like, oh, it's over. I'm good.
When was that, like 2001?
Word of Mouth was 2001, 2002. Yeah, because
we was
Chicken
in college,
and Beer was
2003.
So
we was in college at that time. Yeah, I used to push from LA to Sacramento bumping that shit.
And then Move Bitch was obviously on Word of Mouth, and it was like,
who was the bitch that needed to move?
It's all type of bitches that need to move till this day. It could be, and it's not just human beings, it's cars. It's,
come on, man.
It's the it's hump whatever. Off your back. You know what I mean? It's
whatever. It is.
It's whoever gave me that secondhand smoke. They need to move.
Get out the way.
But nah, I was going to say, man, when you talk about cattle, catalog. I don't even know if y'all was getting into this shit. I used to be in radio, so I might get a little bit ahead of you motherfuckers for a second. But what I was going to say was, you can never tell somebody how much of a hit song you have. Like, it may go up the charts, it may hit number one, but in terms of being, like, embedded in hip-hop culture, we talking about this song, it's 20 years after. So this is two decades, and this song is still relevant, humbly speaking. That's when you know you got some shit. You gotta wait. You gotta wait your records out. That's why doing verses and shit like that is so dope to me, to what Timbaland and Swiss Beatz have come up with, because it shows not only the artists, but it shows the rest of the world how records age. It's like you playing your cards and how you play your hand and how, you know, how it's dealt. That shit can be an ego blow because some artists, what's so dope about verses is it shows you where the artist ego is at. When them motherfuckers want to play a record that only they think is the shit, and then they play that motherfucking card and the rest of the world sitting there like, and that's reality. Mm. The whole world just shows. Usually you do that shit with your management and your people. I'm telling you, man, what the fuck is you talking about? And nobody, you don't really get no accountability.
No real shit.
On verses, instant accountability for your actions and decisions, bro.
That's funny.
Instant. That's why I love that shit.
You just mentioned streaming. What is the state of the music business in your eyes right now?
We seen Snoop go in the other day on the stream.
Oh, yeah. I just saw the headline.
Listen to it. Listen to it. You got to hear the way he's saying it. He's like, I should be saying this.
Did he say it on your show?
No, it was on, where was it at? Yeah, he was like on a panel for something.
Hey, give us one of them lines. What did he say, Jelani? Give us one of them lines.
Whoever streams Mr. Stream, cuz.
It's on a real panel.
Man, I mean, there's so many ways that question can go, but I would just say, not outside of what Snoop is saying, because I agree 100% with what he's saying, but you know, if you don't evolve, then you'll evaporate. That's kind of one of my things, is you know, you have to kind of embrace what's new. So you can't, just because I didn't start in the streaming age doesn't mean that I hate what's going on here. It's evolution. It is what it is. Now, you're going to have your gripes with the business aspect of it or what's going on behind the scenes, and you might have your gripes of how people are trying to manipulate streaming and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, we all playing a game, man. Like, you got to play the game. Come you just got to play the fucking game. Or you can quit.
Or yeah,
you can fold. You can put your hand down. You can put your chips away.
It ain't
put
for
your
everybody.
Money away.
It ain't for everybody.
Yeah, and I mean that in every aspect, not just people that's watching this. Like, not just the music game.
Straight up. Life.
Movie game, life game, basketball game. Y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is, man. You got to play it. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Talk to him.
You didn't only come on the scene with a new sound. You came with the visuals. Like, how big was that in your mind?
That shit was dope.
Man, it was big, but, you know, there's a downside to it, because even Jay-Z was one of the ones that said, you know, he don't think I get the lyrical credit that I deserve because
of the visual.
The visuals. So, you know, the answer to that is, like, people ask me, you know, why don't you think get the credit? It's, I play too goddamn much. That's what I do. You know, and I wouldn't have it any other way. That's why my name is Ludacris. It's beyond crazy. It's wild. It's ridiculous. I like post effects and augmenting reality, big ass shoes, a big ass chain, and bobblehead and all that. So it's like, I get it. You know, I can't be mad at it. I just have to show the multifaceted aspects of myself. And I actually love that. You know why? Because there's the good side of it is there's this thing where if somebody comes out with, you know, certain material and it's like the best thing that anyone has ever seen or heard of, you have to compare to that every single time. So I like kind of being somewhere in the atmosphere where you are idling on the arguably one of the best and you still have time to prove it, as opposed to it's just definitive. He's one thing. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I love being a lot of things, because then I can come and at any moment, let's just say which I'm going to do, just drop doing everything for like a certain amount of time and just focus on one thing. It's not even a question. I know I could kill it. Same thing with music, and that's what I'm saying I'm going to do. So stakes are high, but I'm willing to take the risk, and I'm definitely willing to take that pressure.
What was the biggest budget for one of your videos?
That's a good-ass question, but I want to say like $500,000, something like that. It probably wasn't like the million. You know, maybe it inched up to that 600,000, but you know, you hear about when Diddy and Mace did the $1 million videos. It was a couple of those. So, you know, the Can't Stop, Won't Stop, if that's what it was, or
is that Hype Williams?
Yeah. What was the Diddy and Mace video? The one with the shiny suits.
More Money, More Problems.
Yeah, so More Money, More Problems was a million. I remember, I think Wu-Tang at Triumph video, Steve Rifkin said he did a million. It's a bunch of them. So it was like maybe about 5 or 10. I never made it to the million category. I never wanted to do that, but I did about half of that. Yes. For sure.
Right. 2000s, you cross paths with many legends. We try to compile a list. When we tell you the name and the song, just tell us a little bit about it. Nate Dogg and Area Codes.
Wow, man, that's my man.
Rest
Nate,
in peace.
I'm the biggest Nate Dogg fan in the world, man. People know it. And I think I've done more songs with Nate Dogg collectively than any other artist, maybe Sierra. But Nate Dogg was just, man, he's just amazing. He's just amazing. He smoked the whole, wherever you at, he'll smoke that whole shit down. And, you know, he just, you throw on the beat, he'll smoke, take him about an hour or two. When he jumps in that booth, everybody's paying attention. Kills it every single time, but just such a dope demeanor about himself. Cool, calm, collected, and you know, just how he chose his melodies and how he chose to do certain things musically was just always surprising to you, because it was out of the unexpected. I know people would say, talk about his tone and stuff, but he was one of the most complex individuals when it comes to singing, not only hooks, but just entire songs that I ever encounter. So I'm a huge Nate Dogg fan, man.
Pharrell and the Neptunes, Southern Hospitality.
Wait, something just came to mind when I was like, one of my favorite rap lines I said on one of Nate Dogg's songs, and I said something like, something going to bed, you got a frog in your throat like Miss Piggy giving head. It was one of my, bro, I was just like, God damn, sometimes I be saying some of the hardest shit in the world. Okay, yeah. Sorry, what was the next one?
That was a bar.
Rest in
that's
peace, Nate Dogg.
Yeah, rest in
man,
peace.
That's a bar,
bar.
Man.
Straight up.
Man. Put me up there, man.
Come on.
That's a bar.
Come on, man.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Pharrell and the Neptunes.
Pharrell and the Neptunes, man. The first thing that comes to mind, and y'all might not know this, so Incognito was my independent album, and it was missing three songs when we signed to Def Jam, and not missing three songs, but when we signed to Def Jam, we basically repackaged it and added three songs to it and took like two or three songs off of what was on there so that it was kind of repackaged and that now for the world as opposed to being sold out my trunk. And Throw Them Bowls was one of those records. And I remember this was the like 11th inning. Like, we got to turn the album in tomorrow. We going to Virginia. We going to holler at Pharrell. If anybody can give you a hit at the last minute, yep. It's Pharrell and Chad and the Neptunes. And we in Virginia. It's me and Shaka. And he throws on this beat. And I'm vibing to it. I'm thinking it's cool. I'm not like thinking this is a hit. But I do what I do anyway. I go to the car. This is where I write all my music. I just go in a car. This is like my space. It's where I zone out.
In the car?
In a car. So I'm in the parking lot, in the studio, in this truck, listening to the instrumental. I'm writing to it. All this shit's coming out. Cadillac Grill, Cadillac Mill. And I'm thinking it's cool. I come back in, you know, and I'm saying it for Shaka and Pharrell. These motherfuckers is like, oh, shit, this is it, this is it. And I'm still like, man, it's cool, man. It ain't. So, you know, Pharrell kind of like helps with the hook a little bit. All of a sudden, you know, they play it for me. And I'm still thinking that this is good, but I still don't think it's a hit. So we put that shit on the album. I'm not thinking it's going to be a single because What's Your Fantasy is the first single. And then everyone identifies with that damn Throw Them Bowls. And it's crazy because you hear a lot of artists always saying, I knew it was a hit. I for Southern Hospitality, I did not know that it was the hit that it became and what it is still till this day. And that happens with artists all the time. Sometimes when the one you least expect becomes a hit, and obviously sometimes your instincts are correct.
Yep.
Sometimes your instincts are wrong. So numbers. That's how the game goes.
Nas and Jay, Duel for Hip Hop.
Man, for me to get both of them on a record together, and this was right after they had squashed the beef, I just remember Jay kind of holding out. Because, you know, he liked to make it an element of surprise when you get him on a record. I think I got Nas on the record first, if I'm not mistaken. And then Jay hopped on there. And the day we got both of those verses on there, we was just like, man, this is hip-hop gold. And what better way to do this than to have a record that's just for the love of hip-hop? This ain't, you know, if you're going to give a record to these two individuals, it's got to be something that's all about the heart. And we, you know, that could be the theme of this podcast. When we talk about Vin and heart, when it comes to music, man, if it don't have heart to it, then I can easily see people saying, I ain't fucking with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to Atlanta, Jermaine Dupri.
Welcome to Atlanta, JD, man, JD. The first thing that comes to mind was way before that record was made. JD, I actually went to his house one time. And this was when he had Crisscross. He didn't know who the fuck I was. I just found out where he lived because he was in College Park, not far from where my pops lived. Had a gate around his crib. And one day I pulled up. I had my demo tape. I was going to put the shit in the mailbox. I see this man walking outside in front of his house. I'm like, yo, JD, yo. Now imagine this shit. Like, a complete fucking stranger. This little light-skinned motherfucker with braids telling you to come here. Like, you don't know what the hell is going on. He don't know if I got a gun. He don't know what the hell I'm trying to do. This motherfucker walks up to me by himself, like no security, nobody with him. I'm like, my name's Ludacris, man. You gonna hear about me. Here's my demo. Takes my demo. I don't know any other human being that would do that shit. Till this day, I have a crib. If I see a motherfucker saying, hey, Luda, come here. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? Right. Man, come right. Nah, but like JD, he's one of one, man. When he made Welcome to Atlanta, I definitely knew what that shit was. You know what I mean? That's an anthem. When you know you can go on this Janet Jackson tour and you go to every other city but Atlanta, and that's one of the first songs I do and the crowd is still going crazy when you're not even in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I'm telling motherfuckers, welcome to Atlanta.
Right. Psh,
you know what it is.
Usher with Lil Jon.
100% Lil Jon sent me that record with Usher's, you know, verse on it. And I, like, when I say I knew something was a hit, everything else that I've talked about to this point, disregard that. I got that shit. I was like, this shit is out of here, to the point where take that and rewind it back. Put that shit on the front of the record and at the end of the record, and I'm going to do a verse in the middle of this motherfucker. I'm on this record.
Straight up.
This is it. This is that shit. Between that, Justin Bieber, I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm like, all I do is win. Justin Bieber, baby. Usher, yeah. Ludacris, Moneymaker, and, you know, throw them bows, move, bitch. There's a couple of ones that are just like, to this day, them publishing checks, they roll. They roll.
They roll. Talk to them.
You know what I mean? We got rings, man. We got rings, bro.
big rings.
Grammys.
Yeah.
Three of them. What does that mean to you?
It means it's great. I want more of them motherfuckers, though. I want some more, man. But three is great. It meant a lot to me because when I was first starting, the first 5 years of me being put in the same category as Eminem and DMX and Ja Rule and Jay-Z, and I'm just this little motherfucker sitting in this seat like, here we go again with this shit. And then finally, after 5-6 years, they couldn't deny me no more. And it was like, I just started winning awards because I held out. You know what I mean? It's that longevity. Shit. That's what happened.
Yes. Congratulations.
The way to go.
Speaking of legends, any truth that you're related to Richard Pryor?
It is truth to it. I don't know to which end. You don't hear people say shit like this all the time, but he's like my fifth or sixth cousin, some shit like that. Yeah. Google this shit if you don't know what that is. That means he's very far down the line of cousins, but we do share the same blood. It's probably where I get all this silliness and wanting to joke around and shit from, man. I studied Richard. He was born in, if it wasn't Peoria, Illinois, it was right outside of it. And my whole mom's side of my family is from that area, Illinois. Partly why she probably went to University of Illinois. Mm-hmm. So that's Illinois. Yep. Definitely dope. My cousin.
For
just,
sure.
Just far down the line.
That's dope. Well, before we get out of here, we just want to give you your flowers, man. Like I said at the beginning of the show, man.
Wait, man, we done already, man. I'm having fun, man. And
they have us on the clock. They said you had a hard out.
So I do got other
so,
shit.
Yeah, no. So we got quick hits. We just want to say, like, you know, the way you've been able to continue to elevate and do it in a positive way and pure intentions is why we feel like you continue to just
and a real one
master,
thank you, bro. That means real
to me. And we look up to you, and you're someone that's kind of behind the scenes, but you know, you're still front and center. So we appreciate you.
You know, I take that to the heart. I wish I could say you were telling 100% of the truth because I might be on the backdrop and on this motherfucking wall, but you know, at some point,
these
I'm gonna
are
be
dead
on
legends. These are dead legends.
Oh, take that out. Yeah, I didn't see that. Sorry about that. Yeah, right. Take that out of the podcast. Bring that back. Bring that back. Hey, man, thank you, man. I greatly appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I accept all of those flowers.
Yeah.
I accept that y'all got me high here today. And man, listen, this ain't the last time I'm coming back.
Yeah, even on the crossover side of it, like, I'm just getting into acting. So to see somebody like you that come from where we come from and able to do different things, like you say, they like to put us in the box and make us Absolutely. Do one thing that we're great at. No, we can be great at a lot of things. So you are a great example of that for even guys like me. So salute to that.
Hey, man, that means the world. And thank y'all for supporting me way before you even knew how much you would support
right.
me.
Right.
Appreciate it.
So, man, let's continue success. Let's build.
Yes. Yes.
Let's become billionaires, man.
You got a lot of deals you need to talk to us about.
Movies, right. too. I'm Absolutely. Ready.
Quick hitters. We're going to put you on the spot with this one. Top five most impactful artists or group from Atlanta.
From Atlanta, when you say groups, I'll definitely put Outkast in there. I'll definitely put Goody Mob. This has to be just Atlanta?
Yeah, just okay. Atlanta.
Outkast, Goody Mob. Man, it's like when you say just Atlanta, I want to put like No Limit and Master P. I know this is still the South.
Nope,
can't
nope,
do it?
Nope.
Influential. Then it has to be artists or it could be producers as well.
Both. You can throw them in there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely Organized Noise. Definitely Jermaine Dupri. That's four. Who am I missing in this thing? I mean, Dallas Austin. when we talk about the ones, you know, like right when I was starting and having that LaFace Records and having the Rowdy Records and having the So So Def, you got to think about that, man. They started a whole movement that just grew. Mm-hmm. So I would say those.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite car of all time? And is it true that you purchase a car after every Fast and Furious?
I do. nah, it is true. But the last two movies we've been shooting in London where the steering wheel's on the other goddamn side. So I just said, the hell with that shit.
Yeah.
But all the movies previous to that, I definitely own a car. My favorite car is still my 1993 Acura Legend. Mm. And I still drive it to this day. 250,000 miles on that thing.
Built to last.
If it's not that car, my favorite car of all times is the Ford GT. And I love it.
Ford GT.
Man, I love that car, bro. No traction controls, the gear shifting, how that's like, it's so unique, the way that it looks, the way it drives, the tires. To this day, you could drive a 20, 30-year-old Ford GT and you drive down the street, motherfuckers gonna be like, what in the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's dope.
Speed.
Three must-haves when you're traveling.
Three must-haves when I'm traveling. I mean, besides clean drawers and socks and... Man, this is gonna sound random as fuck. Peanut butter. I don't know if y'all saw the damn commercial I did, the peanut butter commercial. I love fucking peanut butter, man. I can eat peanut butter every goddamn day. I have no idea what that is. But peanut butter is definitely one of those things. My Afro pick, I gotta have that.
Yeah. Even if you braid it up.
Yeah, I mean, well, because it's coming out sooner or later. Right? It's that shit. My Afro pick, and then, man, my right now, this big ass Atlanta World Series ring that I got right here. Just gotta show this shit off.
Big.
there go your three.
That shit bigger than yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look the, you see this face before you answer?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I got three of them though.
Nice.
Five dinner guests, dead or alive?
Tupac, Biggie, Barack Obama, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King.
Damn. Dope, solid five.
That would be one hell of a dinner, man. Sheesh.
Who would you like to see on our show? But before you answer that question, you have to help us get your answer on the show. Damn, I'm back.
That'd
I'm
be
back.
One of
you. Gonna leave me hanging
up. Oh yeah, my bad. I was so enamored by the way you presented that. I know he's gonna make it happen.
Yeah, I'm back.
He's gonna make it happen though.
Yeah, he's gonna make it happen.
A lot of people don't make it happen, but he's gonna make it happen.
Hell no, I ain't making this shit happen. Man, who the hell? I don't, because there's so many people that's been on y'all show already. Now we gotta come think of someone who hasn't been on here.
The Rock, Mark Wahlberg, Vin Diesel.
I would definitely say, I think Mark Wahlberg needs to come on.
Yes.
I've been back and forth.
We already talked about The Rock, so that was a given, but I feel like Mark has a lot.
Make sure
has a lot of games.
Make sure
you
have my audition tape ready, you guys.
Mark got to do it, shoot your man. Shit. That's because when I said two of the most disciplined people I know, The Rock and him, that's a good reason for you to try and get him on here, because he needs to share some of that discipline.
Let me tell you how random I got to know Mark Wahlberg was. So maybe like 2 years ago, I put an Instagram post, like a selfie, like, hey, I'm taking my family on a camping trip. I'm looking for a big, you know, if you could... RV to rent, if you can recommend anybody. This motherfucker DMs me and tells me I can take his. And I've seen him, but I've never really met him.
That's crazy.
His RV?
This dude...
you could definitely get him on the show then.
Listen. Now, we've been back and forth on getting him on the show, but how rounded. So, I was like, damn, babe, is that him? She's like, well, it's the star. So, I hit him back like, yeah, for real. So, this dude lets me borrow his shit.
That's hard.
We're at the gas station. An old lady backs into me and scrapes the side. So I have to end up fucking paying for a new panel door for it and everything. But random situation that's how me and him kind of met. And then we just saw him at the fight recently.
Huge basketball fan, man.
Yeah, but just random.
I think y'all can make this happen. Yeah, I'm just being honest.
He's going to be the one. But like I said, just great dude. Like, I don't really know him. I've just always fought him. And then he randomly just let me use his motherfucking RV to go take my family camping.
Yeah,
he must not know how bad my kids are.
Yeah, he a G for that.
We held it down.
He just sold his house. The motherfucker lived like 15 minutes away from here. But now.
Yeah, he's in Vegas. Yeah, or he's out. Yeah, he moved out of here. Yeah. Man, that's it. You got a little package to give him?
Sure do, my brother.
Thank y'all, man.
All the smoke gear.
Appreciate
where can you get
that.
This, Matt? Yeah, all the smoke dot store, man.
All the smoke dot store. pull up.
We appreciate it.
Plug.
Yeah. Log in.
Shameless plug.
Well, Luda, man, we appreciate you. That's
Thank
a wrap.
You, man.
You can catch this Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform, Black Effects. We'll see y'all next week.
Hell yeah.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.